Hello. Today I wanted to talk about something I'm noticing happening in the investing industry. And it has been happening for a while now, but I see it moving towards that direction. For the longest time, whenever you wanted to buy or sell stocks, it usually required a commission fee, typically around $7 to $12. And that fee was charged for a very long time, for many years. Then you had these startup companies. One of the famous ones is Robinhood. It was basically an app-only trading account where you could basically buy and sell stocks for free. Robinhood was able to grow their user base really rapidly due to the free trading, because it basically made trading accessible for small-time investors like you and me who don't have that much money and wanted to buy some stock in various companies. Then what happened after is all the big brokerage firms started to follow suit and also offer free trading. Because these big brokerage firms, such as Fidelity, Schwab, TD Ameritrade, etc., have started to offer free trading, they're basically losing a bunch of money that for something that they've charged in the past. And all these little trades, they would collect all these fees and it would amount to millions of dollars over time. Some brokerages depended more on these fees and some did not. This was especially apparent because, like, when Schwab announced that they would offer free trades, basically the public stocks of places like E-Trade and TD Ameritrade fell a lot on that day. Because smaller brokerages like TD Ameritrade and E-Trade would no longer collect these trading fees, it basically made them more vulnerable to competition. And because of that, that is what caused Morgan Stanley to basically buy E-Trade and Charles Schwab to buy TD Ameritrade. Now, if we fast forward to today, almost or most brokerages basically charge no fees now if you want to make a stock trade. So you might be wondering, if they are no longer charging for this, how are they going to make money going forward? And that's the trend that is starting to happen. Now, brokerages are now pushing people towards these products where they will help build a portfolio for you. And in exchange, they will charge you some kind of annual fee. I've already started seeing this in many of the big brokerages. For example, Schwab has their new intelligent portfolios, where basically you answer a couple of questions and you put some money in, and they will automatically invest the portfolio for you. Fidelity is a very large private brokerage with billions of dollars in holdings. And what they've started to do is, for those that work with an advisor and basically invest with the advisor will help build a portfolio for you based on your risk and tolerance, and then basically the same thing, they'll charge annual fees based on how much you have in your portfolio. And Fidelity is subtly pushing this because what they're doing is, based on the amount of money you have invested in these managed portfolios, in exchange, they will offer some extra perks such as identity protection or extra credit card rewards, etc. The same trend is even happening with banks. Besides having a checking and savings account, banks want you to keep your money with them and not move it elsewhere. So what they're doing is, as you grow your money within your bank, they want you to open an investing account with an advisor. For example, at Bank of America, they have this program called Merrill Edge Guided Investing. And it's the same thing, pretty much. You work with an advisor, they help build you a portfolio, but in exchange, they charge you an annual fee. The thing to think about is that when you see these annual fees, they're usually maybe somewhere like 0.25%, 0.3%, 0.35%, etc. They may sound like a very small amount, but as you grow your portfolio, maybe as your portfolio gets to the tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands, that money actually adds up quite a bit over time, especially year after year. For example, 0.35% of 100,000 would be $350 a year. But then let's say you have a really high balance, like maybe a million. 0.35% of that would be $3,500. And kind of makes you wonder, did the brokerage do anything really different if you had 100,000 versus a million in terms of choosing what to invest in? That is something you should think about. And also, these annual fees, they are on top of the fees that are charged within a stock fund itself, which these brokerages usually use when they invest or create your portfolio. I'm not completely objecting to these annual fee-based portfolios, but if you can buy the stocks or funds yourself and manage it yourself, you're basically doing it for free as opposed to having an advisor do it who probably doesn't do that much more. Basically, try and understand what you're paying for and whether the value you get from it makes sense for you. Just as a side note, some places claim they don't have any annual fee, but what happens is the way they structure the product, there is actually somewhat of a fee hidden inside. Basically, when they construct these portfolios, yes, they'll invest in stocks and bonds, and they also have cash remaining. And something I've noticed about places like Charles Schwab is they keep a unusually high allocation of cash when they build your portfolio. And because you have a bunch of cash laying around in this built portfolio, Schwab is actually making money off of you from the interest on this cash, even though you don't get any interest yourself. Now, you might be wondering, can I do this myself? And the answer is yes. A good resource I'd recommend is boggleheads.org. That's BoggleHeads.org. And on the left-hand side, just click on Start Here if you're new to investing. And as you go through some of that reading, it will actually give you a really quick primer on investing, and it'll go through some recommended portfolios that are well diversified and are simple to trade and build yourself. If you've enjoyed my podcast, you can visit me at anchor.fm/sleepyvoice. From there, you can view all the episodes, or send me a voice message, or even support the channel through a donation. You can also reach me on Twitter at TheSleepyVoice, where you can send me a message. I try to respond to every single message.